This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Several churches in Wichita offer dinners for the public and hold bake sales each year. It helps them reach out to the community, and it helps their bottom lines. Two festivals featuring Lebanese food have been drawing big crowds to St. George and St. Mary churches for 8 decades. More than 1,000 people came to St. Mary's Mediterranean Festival this past weekend. KMUW's Deborah Schar takes us inside the kitchen where it all begins.
Greg Ferris is scooping carefully measured flour and sugar into the large steel bowl of a commercial-grade stand mixer. He wears a white apron, and a light coating of flour covers his arms and hands. This area of the kitchen, inside St. Mary Orthodox Christian Church, is his domain.
I'm the dough maker.
Yeast and salt come next, and then he gives it a quick stir by hand. Water and oil are the last to go in before he flips on the mixer. 6 simple ingredients come together to make one of the more popular food items at St. Mary's Mediterranean Festival, Lebanese bread loaves.
My dad used to do this. So when he passed, I started doing it for him. So I do it in honor of my dad and my mom. That's my mom over there. And this is the only time that I get to boss my sisters around. Otherwise, they're always bossing me around.
Mom is 94-year-old Lorraine Ferris. She's standing with several other women around a small kitchen counter lined with extra-large baking sheets. Their job is to shape and flatten the 3/4-pound dough balls into roughly 8-inch circles. They need to get more than 200 loaves shaped and baked for tomorrow's festival. These hands have patted a lot of dough over the years. Lorraine Ferris and her husband were one of the first families who made St. Mary's their church home.
Dough's nice, Greg.
Dough is really nice.
I only have one job. If I can't get it right, I'm in trouble.
That's right.
The church was founded in 1932 by a group of Lebanese and Syrian immigrants. The community dinners came a few years later. Lorraine remembers how they used to have to make the baklava dough by hand. They would roll out the dough paper thin and then stack layers with nuts and sugar in between.
We made the dough and made the baklava, and that is really a tricky, hard work. And now we can buy the kilo dough, which is great. And that's a good part. We're so happy about that.
In the Ferris family, like many other families at St. Mary's, children grow up helping with the festival. As adults, they continue taking shifts each year and now bring their own kids to help.
I think it'll work.
The days leading up to the event are filled with prep work, cooking, and baking. After all, it takes a lot to host a family dinner for more than 1,000 people each year. These food festivals, they help to introduce home-cooked Lebanese cuisine to Wichita Midwesterners. And then, the community's love of Mideast food grew over the years to inspire a remarkable stable of local restaurants.
44.
Tracy Namey, Greg's younger sister, does a status check on the bread loaves waiting to go into the oven. All 5 brothers and sisters in the Ferris family are working together today.
My siblings are all here, either mixing dough, you know, helping with the cooking of it, or one brother is just eating, but yes.
She says this is one event her family never misses, including one sister who travels from Chicago to help out. Tracy says volunteers, all church members, are the key to the festival's success.
There's a lot of people here who take off. They take vacation days. I think that one on top might be okay.
As the St. Mary's congregation grew to include other ethnicities, so did its annual fundraising event. The traditional plated Lebanese dinners evolved into a broader Mediterranean festival with entertainment and a shop for specialty food and gifts. A variety of family recipe dishes from Lebanon, Greece, Syria, and Serbia are available for eat-in or carry-out. St. Mary's donates 10% of net proceeds from the festival to a local charity each year. The Wichita Children's Home Opportunity Zone will benefit this year. The baked bread loaves, fresh from the oven, get one final step, a splash of melted butter on top. Esther Henry has been doing that part for more than 70 years.
If they don't look good, well, we reject them and
Sometimes we cut them up and everybody has a piece, or some of them will buy them and take them home. But they don't go to waste.
For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.